What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Video Game Bang. Wow, just cutting it off.
I can't. We got crazy cats for you guys tonight. But first, let's talk about our sponsors. Mainframe USA, Vast GG, Energy Esports, and Oblivion Comics and Coffee, your one-stop shop in Sacramento for coffee and comics, and partners for our new segment on Wednesdays, Curtis's Comic Corner. That's all K's. No, it's not. C's. On the show, we have...
Wow.
Oh, God.
Wow.
We're going to go right through that.
Yeah, we're just gonna right going to keep going. Keep going.
You heard her voice. She dropped a huge bomb right before Corey hit record.
Oh, my goodness.
And I can't get over it. Jada is back, everybody.
What's going on, everybody?
Welcome back.
Yes.
Are
we sharing my bomb?
No,
we can't.
That's why people got to watch us live on the Twitch.
They got to watch us live on the Twitch. Twitch.tv/videogame_bang. We stream our recordings
on
every
the Twitch,
Wednesday and Saturday,
like the
on Twitch machine.
Yeah, and the Twitter.
It used to be called the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Yeah, until Justin Timberlake told him to drop the
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
He's Eddie's in the house.
What's up, guys? Oh, boo me all you want.
You don't even know me.
You don't even know me.
No, it's that Dick Dastardly mustache. You just look like a old school villain.
And?
Vaudevillian villain.
You don't know what helpless person I have tied to train tracks.
Look at him drinking that whiskey.
Yeah, as he sips from the whiskey glass. So you got to talk about the mustache, man. You got a new job. You got a new mustache.
I do.
Corey's there too, everybody.
Yeah,
Corey. Whatever. Yeah.
We had gotten to you yet.
Big whoop.
There we go. All the children love him.
The kids love me.
No, yeah. So mustache. Yeah, I can't grow a full beard for shit. So I decided I'm just going to shave this down here and just grow the tops and see how curly I can get it.
So you're going for it.
I'm
going
to do it. I'm just going to let it grow and just I'm, you know, grooming it. I'm trying to get it down. It's starting to do it naturally, like without the product in it. It'll do it naturally. It's just I got to keep it. Got to keep it firm.
And it fits the new gig.
Wait,
what did he say?
What?
Oh my goodness.
And the new gig. So the new gig, I'm the social media coordinator for a local production for a film that is called Feystrom. FEYSTROM. You can check it out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Feystrom Movie.
Oh, I didn't tell you to plug it, dude.
Well, you know what? Hey.
Come on, man. Save it for the end.
My question is with the mustache, how many months do we have till we see you in like one of those online competitions in like Portland competing for like the most gnarliest mustaches?
No. I don't think it'll ever get that long.
4 months?
I don't know if I'm committed that much.
I think it's going to take him 8 months to grow that much.
It took me like 2 years just to grow this, so I don't know. I mean,
he hasn't shaved in 2 years.
I haven't shaved in 2 years. No, but yeah, I mean, this is just something like everybody wants something different, whether if it's a new hairstyle or facial hair. You love it.
Thank you.
I
got the somber look going.
It's looking great.
Minus the purple. I went with red.
It's one of the extra skins you can get.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I don't want to be basic.
No, wants to be basic.
It looks good.
Thank you.
So one thing that's unique about this particular cast is we've all worked together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all coworkers.
At one point in time, we were all working for the same outlet.
It was so long ago.
Are you going to tell people what it was? Just leave it on the damn cliffhanger.
Right.
Find out next week
on
Video Game Bang.
No, we all used to work for Nerd Reactor.
Yep.
We all wrote for Nerd Reactor. For a short time, I think all at once.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Actually,
it was probably a good year.
Probably,
year
Well, yeah, because I was just thinking about it while I was coming into the studio. We were essentially, this team here, everybody that you see right now, mm-hmm. were what was considered Northern California division of Nerd Reactor.
Yeah.
Yep.
We all either did game reviews, we did product reviews. David did product reviews, Corey and Jada did game reviews, mm-hmm. and I did movie reviews.
Yep.
Yeah.
I also did the gaming like junkets and stuff like that because those were
Corey actually held a leadership position of some sorts at one point in time. Like he actually became an editor of some sort.
I can't even remember. It was a very long, convoluted title, but basically,
the like director of NorCal,
whatever. Yeah, man, look where we've all gone so far. Like it was actually a really good experience. I think
I agree.
Like joining with Nerd Reactor for that little stretch that we all did mm-hmm. was like. Awesome. It introduced us to like con culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Me for sure. Like, I hadn't really gone to conventions at all.
Outside of, like, SAC Anime. Like, that was probably...
SAC Anime, SAC Con.
I hadn't gone to any
before Nerd Reactor. Yeah, I had done, like, really basic SAC Anime visits, but, yeah.
All right, so favorite Nerd Reactor moment.
Favorite Nerd Reactor moment. Well, because I'm going to say it before Corey says it. Yeah,
I bet it's probably the same one.
It is. Well, it probably is. I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
getting a chance to... we were at San Diego a couple years ago, myself and Corey, and we got a chance to speak to the man who helped shape and create Magic the Gathering, Mark Rosewater. And the conversation was great. Like, I was so satisfied in being able to have Mark Rosewater, the Mark Rosewater, kind of give the thumbs up on a certain deck that I had created. And Corey used to hate it when I played that deck because it had certain cards in there.
It was cheating.
And so Corey deliberately asked in the middle of the interview.
Yeah, I was like, okay, now we got the guy here.
We got the man. He's like, how do you feel? How do you feel about, like, he got heated. He's like, how do you feel about people using these unhinged cards and these unglued cards in Commander? And Mark Rosewater's like,
I love it.
Yeah, go for it.
It's awesome.
And I'm like, yes! And then after the fact, we got like, we
definitely have worked together, everybody.
A little bit. No, and after the fact, like, we got, after everything was done, me and Corey got invited by Mark Rosewater and his team to go hang out at PAX West, just hang out in the hotel room.
How was that?
We didn't go.
Lack of follow through.
But I mean, that for me is like one of the standout moments for me.
Damn. Well, since you took mine, I have to go with my next favorite moment, which is when I broke. We went to San Diego Comic Con. I think it was probably the same year.
Uh-huh.
And I signed up for the Cartoon Network roundtables.
Yeah, okay.
And this was when Regular Show was out and Steven Universe.
Mm,
and it's a bunch of really good ones. And the one I was most excited about, though, was We Bear Bears.
Yes, I remember this one because I walked you all the way over that way, and it was right before when you went in, you talked to somebody that was, like, super famous or whatever right before you went in. You even took a selfie with them?
Well, so I love Regular Show. JG Kintel was one of the people I met that I actually fanboyed out because he has the voice of Mordecai. One of the characters. And so he like acts like him. So it feels like you're hanging out with the cartoon character.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just had tons of respect. But the Wee Bear Bears one got canceled. So the reason I was excited about that one, because Bobby Moynihan, I'm a huge Saturday Night Live lover.
That's
and
right.
Bobby Moynihan was my favorite cast member at the time and like for a long time. So he was there. I saw him walk down the hallway. But he wasn't in the panel when we went in there. They're like, no Wee Bear Bears panel.
Mm.
So I said, but I saw him. Unrelated, I had to go use the restroom. So I asked.
Unrelated after seeing Bobby Moynihan. Like, damn, I got to go rub one out.
I had to go whiz.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked the person, like, can I use the restrooms over there? And they're like, no, it's private access only. I hold up my press badge. I'm like, come on, press. I really got to go.
Yeah.
And so he lets me through. As I'm walking through back to the toilet, I take a look to the right, and there's the green room. With just Bobby Moynihan standing by himself on his phone. And I was like, okay, make or break moment. Do I head into the green room and meet one of my heroes?
Right.
So I did it.
Not only did you meet him, what did you show him?
No, it was what he was going to show me.
Phrasing. So much phrasing.
There was something on your phone that you showed
no,
him.
No, it was the opposite. I told him, like, dude, I'm a huge fan. I love Drunk Uncle. It's probably one of my favorite SNL characters of all time.
Yeah.
I actually was Drunk Uncle for Halloween last year. And then he was like, oh, that was I have that picture on my phone.
That's right.
Starts pulling out his phone and going through his contacts. Actually, now that I'm putting it back together, maybe he was calling security, because very shortly after, a security guard came back and was like, who the fuck let you in here? Who do you work for? Show me your badge.
Wait, so you never saw the picture on his phone?
No, I never saw it.
Hmm.
So he might have called security on me. I don't know. Now the pieces are on.
Texting, help, please.
Help, send.
Shattering you guys are hearing at home right now is Corey's world. Coming crashing down around him.
There you go.
So that was probably my favorite moment, because there's a little bit of like trouble in it, you know, like some I was doing something. I never broke rules for Nerd Reactor. Like
I was to say
I played it straight to the chest. Like I reviewed all of my products that they sent me wholeheartedly and truthfully. I did my due diligence all the time. The one time I risked it all was for that one moment to meet Bobby Moynihan.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, okay, what about you, David?
Okay, so mine is kind of a bunch of things were my favorite things that I got out of Nerd Reactor. Was I think my favorite was my first time where a company pulled my quote and used it in their promotional material. Mm. And that was for Far Cry Primal, where I was at a press junket, got to play it, and then I co-opted a video kind of review of the play session with Joey, another in our alumni.
Joey Ferris.
Another in our alumni. And they ended up pulling one of my quotes from the written article for their promotional material. I was like, yes, amazing. Had another one with like a board game, a tabletop game. Mm-hmm. And then my favorite thing that came out of it, though, was the fact that I got honored as one of the, back in 2016, as one of the top 30 women in journalism in the gaming industry in the Bay Area.
Dang,
so like my picture, like I didn't even know like the reach of this. They were just like, hey, we're doing a photo shoot for top women in the industry. We really want you to come down and do it. Which ended up leading into my job at my current company because it was at my company's office. But then my
so cool.
It was amazing. And my photo got and it was posted in at PSX that year. So like I got a bunch of people like, Jada, you're at PSX. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm in San Francisco. You guys are in Anaheim or wherever it is this year. And they're like, no, your picture. I was like, what? And so like literally they had like a little bio and my little quote and my picture there. That's posted so at PSX. Cool. So like I never would have gotten that if I didn't join the NR ranks for a long while. It's like 4 or 5 years.
Dang. And going back That's to awesome. Like getting your quotes published, like they had another one happen, didn't they, with Mark? Didn't you get one of his the box of a fucking Marvel movie?
Yeah, let's say on the DVD box.
Yeah.
Because it started with Mark, which is one of the reviewers that's still currently at Nerd Reactor. It started with, what was that? Had a Blast or...
That was the funniest thing is that it was something literally anybody could have said.
It was a blast or something.
A nonstop blast.
That's what it was. Yeah. Nonstop blast.
So,
but they pulled it and they credited him with it.
Hell yeah.
I mean, now he's a part of the LA Film Critics Society and everything. So, mm-hmm. I mean, kudos to him.
He's part of the MCU now.
True.
There you go. Yeah. What about you, David?
I think mine is probably, so also San Diego Comic-Con, I got to interview the cast of Archer.
Ooh,
it's one of my favorite shows. And I couldn't say one word. I just sat there and just stared.
No way. Just like did you freeze up?
Wrote notes. Yeah, I froze up 100%.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I'm like, oh, my God. Especially when it was, I'm blanking on the actual names. Archer and Lana.
You're talking about...
John...
Oh, my goodness.
Something.
Oh my goodness, I'm embarrassed. Anyway, I've met Lana.
John Benjamin.
Oh,
John
she's like famous.
Yeah, I know.
You should know her. Is it Rosario Dawson?
No.
God, who?
No.
Lana.
H. John Benjamin.
Aisha Tyler.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my goodness. I have a picture with her.
Good thing we got a philosopher in the house.
Yeah.
Right.
hey, this isn't time for plugs. I had them. They came to the table at the same time, and their personality, like their characters' personalities, is them. Like they were bickering with each other, like in the most hysterical way, and like at one point. John took a drink of something and Lana like asked him a question and he just straight up did the whole like put his finger up and like just kept drinking like he does in the show.
There you go.
Hilarious. It was awesome.
I think I had my top celebrity I got to interview was Wesley Snipes because he was doing like a TV show or whatnot that year. We were at Comic-Con and so I got to interview him for that. That was really cool. And then I actually had, I think it was at CES or some other Vegas show. Mm-hmm. I froze because I couldn't tell across the room if it was Viola Davis or not. And but I had made eye contact too many times and it had been too long. There was like, I couldn't go over and say hi.
Yeah.
And so like, I just never, like that was the one time I've never like gone up and said, otherwise you name somebody that's been at Comic-Con the last couple of years. I've talked to them and have a picture with them.
That's the thing with Viola, Jada just gets into places.
I just don't care. I just go.
Did you ever accidentally piss off a celebrity?
Yes.
No.
That was quick.
That was super quick.
No, I did.
Not to my knowledge.
So here's my story. And I think I could have swore I've shared it with you guys. So I did a CBS press junket at San Diego. and it was literally every new show and upcoming show that was going to have a season in the fall. They did all of them in one press junket. So it was like a 3-hour press junket. It was hella long. So the CSI, it was like CSI criminal, something to do with internet. Like cyber crimes.
CSI cyber crimes, yeah.
Or took place in Criminal Minds, whatever. It was the girl who played Penelope Garcia, Kristen Van something, and it was the kid from Everybody Hates Chris.
Okay.
And so
What'd you do to Chris?
So, well, here's the thing. It was a stupid thing.
We were not even denying it.
It was a stupid thing. So we're sitting there, we're talking, and
he wanted my popsicle, and I told him no.
I was like, so we were talking, and I was like, so how do you feel about doing the transition from having a more comedic base in your foundation, like with Everybody Hates Chris, to transitioning to something that's a little bit more serious, like something like this show, where there's death, there's killing, there's cyber crimes, you're doing all this kind of stuff. He got so offended that I mentioned Everybody Hates Chris that he's like, well, I don't do comedy anymore, so I don't want to talk about any of that.
Serious?
Yeah. I'm like, who the fuck are you? Like, for real? Like, everybody, after he left, because nobody else asked him any more questions, after he left, everybody at the table was like, did he seriously just get upset at that question? It's like, everybody knows that's where he started.
Yeah.
There's nothing else for him prior to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you talk to, like, Will Smith about Fresh Prince, he'll gladly probably sing the song to you. He's not going to be like,
you know what? I don't know, bucket list item.
Get him to sing the song.
Will Smith sing Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Will Smith.
I was going to say, it has to be with him.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, no, I'm singing it with him, except for that middle verse. Nobody knows that part.
although I do have to admit, real quick, though, my one another highlight of San Diego was actually getting a chance to get a photo with Penelope, the woman who plays or Penelope Garcia, the one who plays Penelope Garcia in Criminal Minds.
Oh, okay.
I was like, hey, can we take a quick photo? I know you're kind of doing everything, whatever. She's like, okay, let me come back. An hour and a half went by, and I could have swore I thought she left. I was upset because I'm like, fuck. So she literally, like, scared the crap out of me. She comes up right beside me, puts her head on my shoulder, and she's like, let's take a picture real quick. I'm like, oh, sure. I stopped the recording of whoever I was interviewing, and we got to take a quick picture.
That's cool.
Nice. So,
that was random as heck.
Oh, man. Cannon. So you're getting called out in chat. Bow Wow was on that show. Not Everybody Hates Chris. And I did a little fact checking on my end, Eddie, and you're a liar, sir.
What?
It was actually Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Dang.
I knew it had to do with cyber
crimes. Get your facts straight.
Like, obviously, I remember how well that interview went.
That's going to come in handy in our later role. I pissed off one actor for a very similar reason. It was DJ Qualls.
Oh,
you remember him?
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, wait, hang on. That sounds super familiar.
He's the new guy. If you remember that movie.
Oh!
Small, skinny guy.
Yeah.
Looks sickly.
Yeah, go in there and you got punch the biggest kid in the yard.
I don't know what he's... Yeah. He's not doing anything.
He's not.
He was...
Oh, no, he was in Man in the High Castle.
That's what I was interviewing him for.
Oh, okay.
It was Man in the High Castle. And
his small itty-bitty role that he had in that show?
I mentioned new guy because that was my main frame of reference.
Yeah.
And he got really upset that anyone would mention that movie. And he separated himself from it super quick. And I was like, I felt like I had, see, you know me, I can't keep my fucking mouth shut. So then I try
That's
and like
true.
Overcome. I was like, no, bro. Like, I like that movie.
I mean, like, okay, like.
I was the new
guy. No, for real. I was a child when it came out. So I actually liked it.
It helped me in high school.
Yeah, it helped me.
Like. Own your stuff. Like, if you've done it, like, own it. Like, I think, like, you know, there's different calibers of different actors and stuff like that. I don't think, like if you went up to somebody like a Will Smith or Samuel L. Jackson and you brought up something, like, super early from their career, they'd be like, yeah, I did that. It wasn't the best thing, but, you know, hey, I was there. Like,
or do what that one stupid newscaster did and confuse Samuel L. Jackson with Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh my god!
Oh, that was so fucking viral. That was funny as
like, wait,
so terrible.
What
he's like,
I wasn't in no credit card commercials.
Yikes!
I feel like Samuel L. Jackson is the one actor you don't want to piss off. Because I feel like he could probably
Oh, he'll turn your blunder viral instantly.
Oh yeah.
Like
this motherfucker. All right. So speaking of Eddie lying, we're gonna go to our next segment.
I didn't lie.
We're playing a new game on the show for this week's web talk. We're doing two truths and a lie.
Ooh.
We talked about this before the show when you're trying to figure out like what we're gonna come up with for the game, and we all had to go back super far.
Yeah, because we all know each other well enough.
Yeah,
we just mentioned how close we've worked together for the last few years. So right before we went on the air, I'm like, I don't know if we're gonna be able to do this because we know too much shit about each other. Like even the stuff that we say while we're drunk. I think I honestly cannot think of anybody else who I've been drunk with more than the people that are in this room.
That's very true. Yeah, we've had some pretty heavy drinking nights, especially usually at SDCC.
Yeah.
Yes, I was going to say.
I don't really remember most
that's
of
kind of the point.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So,
Jada remembers. All right.
The rules of the game, if I remember them, because I haven't played this since I was a small boy, since I was a squire.
A wee lad.
So like 7 months ago.
Yeah, like 7 months ago. How does this game actually work? We all have to come up with three statements lives.
Three facts about ourselves.
One.
Two
of them are lies.
No, one of them is a lie.
One of them is a lie.
So think of this game as kind of like your theme song. It tells you in the title, two truths and one lie.
Oh, that's why it's called that. Okay.
All right.
I get it. So we come up with two truths, one lie, and we have to figure out Which one's the lie?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. All right.
So, who wants to go first?
You.
I can go first.
Jada can go first.
All right. So my three statements are.
Hold on. Pull that closer because I don't want to cheat.
It doesn't matter. You can't tell. It doesn't say which one's a lie, which one's truth. It just has what I'm reading.
Oh, that's true.
It's color coordinated.
It's right. So I once streamed for 37 hours straight.
Okay.
I sang live on stage in Vegas.
Okay.
And I've platinumed every God of War game.
Interesting. Okay, so slower.
I got mine.
Go one more time.
Wait, you got her.
I got my pick.
Wait, you can ask questions.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, no, he's saying he figured out what his.
Already?
He just figured out. No, what? Oh, you figured out what mine. Okay. So I once streamed for 37 hours straight.
Let's stop there. Okay, we know Jada streams.
Mm-hmm.
So do we think Jada has the. And see, this is where our knowledge of the person comes into handy.
Because I know she streams, and I know 2.5, almost 3 years ago, she did this long-ass stream that she publicized all over socials, and I just don't remember how long it was.
Mm-hmm.
It better not be like,
it's like
it was a lie, it was 36 hours.
Yeah, I'm not getting off.
35 hours, 7 minutes.
I'm not getting off on technicalities.
Okay.
And then my second was, I sang live on stage in Vegas.
Now, what you guys don't know that I happen to know is that Jada is a performer. From like back in the high school days in theater and stage and stage and show. And before the show, she was singing.
I was just going to say.
And it wasn't half bad.
It seems very specific, though.
Yeah.
And then my final one, I have platinumed every God of War game.
That, I think, is definitely a truth.
You see, I think they're all. Oh, okay.
Which one is it, though? You guys don't know.
Okay, I have what I think it is. Okay.
Say number two and three again.
Number two is I once sang live in Vegas.
Okay.
And number three is I have platinumed every God of War game.
We can ask furthering questions too, if I remember correctly. So what did you sing?
It was a.
Ooh, look at this stutter. You should know off the top of your head.
Okay, it was Vegas. I was drinking.
Wait, so was this a big stage or was this like
it was
a bar stage?
It was a bar stage.
It was a bar.
It was a bar stage with a band. It wasn't a karaoke night. And we sang cover songs.
So you were part of a band?
No. She got drunk and she stumbled up on top of a stage where there happened to be a band playing and they sang cover songs.
That's the plot to Bohemian Rhapsody. I saw that. Jay was watching Rockstar before the show.
I actually watched Bohemian Rhapsody on the plane ride back from Singapore earlier this year, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with number two as well.
Number two?
I'm going with number two.
I'm going with number two.
Corey?
Because she games. Like, one and three seem like a no-brainer for me with Jada.
That's where I think it's the twist. That's where the twist is. Like, I don't know that.
I'm really good at this game.
But then.
It could be that Jada, like. 100%ed all the God of War games. Does that count like God of War mobile games if those exist?
And I think there was like one mobile, but I wasn't taking that into consideration if that was it.
I think Jada's trying to throw us for a loop, so I'm gonna go with God of War. I think she hasn't 100%ed all the God of Wars.
Okay, are we? That's what we're going with.
That's what we're going with. Final answers.
Yep. All right. So I did stream once for 37 hours, so that was a truth. I streamed.
We all knew that one.
I streamed all three Uncharted games back and back to back to back.
Oh, when the new one was coming out.
Yep, right before 4 dropped. Cool. So I did a live stream for that. Yeah, that was painful. I slept for about 2 days straight after that. But it was totally worth it, and I look forward to doing something like that in the future. I have sang live on stage in Vegas. That was a truth. It was not because I stumbled up on stage. I was vibing very much with the lead singer for the band. I'll pull up the picture in a moment, see if I can find it.
Define vibing.
It, we were just like, we had a good kind of riff going back and forth, like right, like front row of the stage and stuff like that. And so like he pulled me up on stage and I finished up the set with them. We sang a bunch
of.
You
didn't just flash a $100 bill?
Nope.
Like, come on.
Nope. Didn't do anything like that. But yeah, I was just vibing and I got up there. I had a Guitar Hero guitar. So like looking the part at the same time.
Oh my God.
There you go.
But yeah, we sang some covers. I think we did, if I remember right, we did Rio. We did, what else did we do? We did something else. I think we did actually do Bohemian Rhapsody, if I remember right. It was crazy. It was a long night. My lie was the God of War.
I got
platinumed every single God of War. And I say this because the only God of War I have not platinumed was God of War Ascension, which was the prequel one that launched late into the PS3 cycle. And I absolutely hated the first like 5 hours of the game. So I never even finished that one. So I never platinumed that one. But every other God of War, the handhelds, 1, 2, 3, the newest one, I've platinumed all of those.
That's how the game is played. And now we've learned even more. See, so I got the point. See, I pay attention. My wife does this to me all the time. She says, Corey, you don't listen. And I'm like, I can repeat everything she said.
You have to.
Yeah.
He's like, he's texting his wife, babe, get on the stream now.
Yeah.
I am totally in the game.
Tell him.
Bonus points for Corey.
I can go
Elizabeth.
Next.
Yeah.
All right.
So that way I can knock mine out. I don't think mine's are. It's
Eddie had a great strategy ahead of the show. The rest of us were thinking about it. And we're like, what are you doing, Eddie? He's like, oh, I'm just going to come up with mine on the fly.
I did. I literally just wrote him while she was talking.
I streamed for 36 hours. Yeah. Right? I sang in Reno.
I watched movies for 36 hours.
Yeah.
All right. So here are my three statements. First one, I almost had lunch with J-Lo.
Okay.
Okay.
Second one.
Continue.
I shared some pizza with Danny McBride.
Okay.
And third one is I shared a smoke with Dominique Cooper and Joseph Gilgan.
I don't know who those
Joseph Gilgan is the guy. If you guys seen Preacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Preacher is the Joseph Gilgan is the guy who plays the vampire in Preacher.
Okay.
So he's one of the actors. Him and Dominique Cooper are both in the series.
Okay. Okay, let's go down first one again.
So, first one.
I almost
had lunch with J-Lo.
Okay, what constitutes almost? Because I could have almost had lunch with J-Lo.
It was scheduled.
He could have almost had lunch with Bobby Moynihan, too.
Yeah.
It was actually scheduled to happen. I was supposed to be there, but circumstances around the situation didn't allow me to be there.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense. So it was an appointment thing through like an outlet, like Nerd Reactor. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think... What movies has she done in the past couple years since Eddie's been a reviewer?
Well, she did do that like TV show, that cop TV show.
Yeah, but that might have been too recent with Ray Liotta.
No, it's been around for the last 5-6 years.
Okay.
Yeah, it started a bit back. It didn't catch a lot like very soon. So I think it didn't pick up like steam till like season 3. But.
Almost had lunch. Okay, second one.
Shared some pizza with Danny McBride.
That seems so, like, realistic.
Like, I feel like there was, like, we were probably at a after-con event, and Danny McBride was there, and, like, so he shared pizza, but so did, like, the other 100 people in the room.
Oh, no. No. It was just
literally
myself, Danny McBride, Walton Goggins, and, that's about it. And maybe 2 other people.
Okay, well, that's definitely a truth because he just pulled, like, actual details. Like, that's got to be
He did that in the last one, though. But J-Lo, he was a little vague.
Oh, you can tell the detail if you want.
This guy's committed.
I can get a
fucking lie detector for this guy.
I know.
He's a faceless man.
All right.
And then third one, shared a smoke with Dominique Cooper and Joseph Gilgan. Those fuckers are partiers. So we went, there was a Preacher press junket. It was Seth Rogen. Dominique Cooper and Joseph Gilgan, as well as Ruth Negga and 2 other people on the show. Afterwards, like, Joseph Gilgan had this pen, and he's just like chimney smoking it, like right as soon as the thing's done. I'm like, bro, what are you smoking? He's like, oh, you want some? I super Irish, and he hands it over, and I'm like, oh, cool. And we're literally sitting in the corner of the press room. I'm having it. Dominic's like, hey, what are you guys doing over there? Because he's English, whatever. And he grabs it and he starts smoking. And then we were literally there for like maybe 10 minutes passing around his vape pen.
So I vaguely remember him telling this story. I think I want to say this was a Comic-Con story.
I want to say this. That sounds.
That one's too. He's nailing the details.
Well, because Eddie smokes like he's like kind of a social smoker, right?
Mm hmm.
Yeah, so like that's super believable.
Yeah, and the second one, Eddie eats pizza. So
yeah. Joke's on you, Eddie.
Yeah. Damn. Okay, I'm going with the J-Lo thing.
Yeah, J-Lo.
I think I'm going with the J-Lo because I don't think she's done any relevant movies or TV shows while.
I'm going pizza. I'm just to be the devil's advocate. I'm going pizza.
I'm going J-Lo.
Okay, is that everybody's choice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're J-Lo,
pizza.
So, Danny McBride, we were at No. I'm just giving you stories. I'm just picking a random place.
He's going to make us wait
Danny
for
McBride,
it.
There was a HBO series that was coming out called Vice Principals. It was super late, like almost 1 in the morning at San Diego, and they had a spontaneous after party. It was an outdoor thing, and there was a segment away from the rest of the crowd where Danny, Walton, and a few others were there. And they were literally giving free drinks. It was only for certain members of the press. And so I was able to get one of those bracelets. And I go up, and it's literally them sitting around two huge pizzas. And I'm like, damn, I'm hungry. And Danny's like, hey, you want some? I'm like, sure.
So that one was
And
true.
Walton's like, you sit over there. I'm like, I don't even have to sit here at all. I'm like, I'm hungry. So Danny hands me a slice. He's like, oh, man, we don't have any plates, but you're welcome to grab a slice or two. I'm like, oh, cool. And so I had to actually go back out and grab John and bring him in because he wanted to check it out. And by then, Danny and them had already taken off. But the free drinks were there. So that's that one.
So that was a truth.
That was a truth.
Okay.
I was 12 and... No, I was about 11. And I actually won a competition to be an extra in the movie Selena.
No so, fucking way!
So as part of the promotion, I was supposed to go get fitted for cowboy hat, cowboy shirt, everything like that for one of the scenes, and I was going to have lunch with the star of the film. They stipulated Jennifer Lopez as well as Edward James Olmos would be on hand to join for lunch. Unfortunately, I was super busy. My parents were super busy, and I couldn't make it. They sent me a second update saying, oh, we're doing another scene out in, there's a small town called Poteet. They're like, but we would like for you to come and fill in for that as well, and lunch will be served as well for you and the stars of the film.
So it was That's number cool. three. Was number I could have swore you told me this story, though.
No, what I told you was...
He just lied.
Joseph Gilgun, I told you, he did smoke like a chimney. Like, he would just... And then, like, as soon as he was done, as soon as everything was done and he did his pictures, he walked out to the balcony and him and Dominic Cooper were just, like, high as kite.
So you just inserted
but you were
just
not
didn't,
there.
You just
I didn't go.
Didn't go. No. Like, I know, I remember you covering Preacher stuff for NR, so I was like, that's
And I remember him telling a story about those dudes smoking.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it. Good one, Eddie. Very he knows good. How to play the game.
Very good.
All right. Me?
Yeah, you go. I'll go last.
Okay. Oh, you go last.
I'll go last.
Okay.
All right. Mine, I don't know what I've told you guys. I say a lot of stuff. So my first one is the first time that I got drunk, I was under 5 years old.
Okay.
Second one.
This is Corey. I believe that one.
Yeah. That's true. All right.
Second one, the first gaming tournament I won was a Half-Life 2 tournament. And the third question... was my dad got me a fake ID so I could see a Van Halen cover band.
So that's true.
That's true. Because I remember that one. I remember you mentioning that one.
I didn't think Half-Life had.
I'm going with number two.
Yeah,
I would have to ask questions.
You got to ask furthering questions.
I don't need to. I remember the stories from when we would have lunch together and you talked about how you accidentally got drunk because you thought it was something else and you drank it and you were totally.
What did you get drunk? You want us to ask questions. What did you get drunk on when you were five?
It was a warm beer.
A warm beer.
Yeah. Whoa. Well, I remember this story.
What brand of beer?
I don't remember. I was under five.
Burn it to your memory.
He's like, fuck, I got to write my letters right now. Shit.
What was Van Halen's closing song?
I don't even remember that. I was so young. I was really young.
How old were you?
I want to say I was like 15.
Gotcha. And then who did you beat in this Half-Life 2 tournament?
That's the crazy part. It was actual big streamers. Any Munition was a part of it. It was like one of those press team-ups.
Okay.
So they team up a press person with a streamer. And so I was streaming. I was teamed up with a guy named Bahira, who's a WoW streamer.
I don't mind.
And what did you get? Did you get the final kill?
No, I got carried. I was hard carried.
All right, I got mine.
I got mine.
Yeah, I'm still going with Half-Life.
Yep, mine's Half-Life.
Half-Life.
Damn it! You guys are good!
It was CSGO.
Yeah, you're right.
I remember how many times, like, whether sober or drunk, when you would bring up the story about how you first got drunk when you were five because you accidentally thought it was juice, and you went and you grabbed it, and
yeah,
you drank it.
Yeah,
you beat me. I was 14.
I just remember Corey having kind of like a crazy kid childhood. So yeah. I was like, okay, those are true.
Well, I remember
I'm looking at the trophy over there, and I remember when you got the trophy, you're like, yeah, this is the first gaming tournament I've won. I was like, that's fucking CSGO.
And I remember you talking about how your – I remember you were really super cool about your dad talking about how he got you that ID so you can go see it because your dad's a big Van Halen fan.
No.
Or was you the big Van?
I was a big Van Halen fan. But I remember the more I think about it, it was one of those things I thought about like when David brought up – it was the first one that popped into my head of a story I didn't think I told. But it was my dad did the works. He took me to like some shady apartment building in North Highlands that I'd never been to, and the dude like wasn't wearing a shirt, and he set up a big blue.
He's like, "You here for the surgery or for the ID?"
He set up a big blue green screen. Oh, he had a janky little camera. He took the photo. We watched him like move it from a floppy disk into his computer.
Oh my god.
And he like warped my head so it looked more adulty.
Yeah.
And then printed the card and handed it to my dad, and my dad gave me like my first fake ID.
There you go.
I remember looking at it being like, this is the cheapest piece of shit. Like, this
do
doesn't
you
look.
Still have the fake ID?
I don't.
Oh.
No, I don't. I wish I did.
That should be like,
damn.
Because we could have given it to David.
The only reason was to go see this shitty Sacramento Van Halen cover band. I don't even know why he took me or why we did it, because we never used the fake ID again. Like, I never saw it again. He made me give it back to him. It was just weird.
Well, I mean, you know, gotta give to receive. Someone else can use it.
Yeah. So you guys know me too well. Fuck it.
All right, David. Wow, us here.
David's an international man of mystery. Like, he says a lot, but he doesn't say much. So I think he's going to have some doozies.
Well, you know
here.
Why, right? Because he's the real David
witness
Webb.
Witness relocation? Oh, yeah.
Mm. He's the real David Webb.
I don't know.
And witness relocation.
And witness relocation.
All right. So my first job, I worked for the military.
Okay.
I was a cheerleader for a short time in high school.
I can believe that.
That's a truth.
And I
top
broke
of the pyramid.
My arm.
top of the pyramid.
I broke my arm riding my bike when I was a kid.
Holy shit. All
right.
So what did you do for the military?
I worked for the National Guard at a summer camp for building rockets.
Like actual rockets? Wait,
I'm good. I figured out the lie.
How old were you?
Seven.
Ish. Seventh grade, eighth grade.
And you actually got paid for this?
I got paid for it.
You filled out a W-2 and everything? Not like officially paid or just like, oh, good job, kiddo. Here's $5.
No, I got paid, but I think my parents had to fill out the tax information because I was a minor. But I got paid.
Makes sense.
Okay. And you were a cheerleader for a short period. Is this high school, college?
High school.
High school. What grade?
Sophomore year?
Nobody commits suicide at sophomore year.
What?
I'm sorry. Those,
what
those
were
four
you in, as a
words.
Cheerleader?
I was a tumbler.
Wait, what?
Terminology. Yeah. He's a tumbler.
You were a tumbler?
I was a tumbler.
So you were doing like handsprings and stuff?
Handsprings, cartwheels.
Holding up the ladies.
I also was with the bass and tossed people in the air.
David tumbling. Like,
I just, you know,
okay,
that
describe
fits.
The like, tumbling. What level of tumbling was this?
I don't understand the question. What do you mean, what level of tumbling? I did.
He laid on the floor and rolled to the other side of the football field. I don't know.
Okay, all right, wait, did you say handsprings? Or was that handsprings? It was roundoffs. I was thinking roundoffs. I did roundoffs and cartwheels. And then
roundoffs is a pretty like that's a deep term. I feel like I don't know what that is.
No, I know at the moment he said tumblers, I kind of had an idea that he knows too much, so more than I'm comfortable with.
I feel like
as somebody like one of the kids I used to watch did do cheerleading, so I had to learn all those terminology, and so he's right on.
Yeah,
he's nailing
right,
it.
He's right on. For
and
it.
You broke your arm when you were little while riding the bike.
Like, yeah, I was like fifth grade, sixth grade.
How'd you break your arm?
So at the park by my house, there was a, it was like a hill that all the kids had like kind of ridden up and jumped off, right? So there was a ditch kind of that was made into it by all the kids that were riding the bikes. And so I went off it and jumped. And I remember I pushed down too hard on the front, on the handlebars. So I landed on the front wheel, flipped over. And as I flipped, my bike fell on top of me and I...
So here's my problem.
Hold on.
So I've also done that, but I didn't break my arm.
Hold on. Have you guys broken an arm or leg or anything?
I've never broken anything.
You have?
Oh, yeah. I played football.
Nope. Never broke a bone in my body.
David, what does it feel like to break your arm?
Hella painful.
Like, what kind of pain, though? Describe the pain.
So, hold on. Where was the break? Where was the break?
It was right here.
On your forearm?
Yeah. The bike peg landed right on it.
What kind of break was it?
I don't know. I was a kid. I don't know.
Well, was it a complete? Was it a hairline?
It was a fracture. Yeah.
It was just a fracture?
It was a fracture.
Or a hairline?
It was a fracture.
Get him, Eddie. Get him.
No, because so
you interview one person in CSI, and you think you can judge.
So,
yeah.
I played football for like 7 years.
Okay.
I've broken every finger except for these two. So I have complete breaks on these ones. And these ones, and a hairline on this one. I have two hairline fractures on both ankles, and I've had a complete break in my kneecap area.
This is from football?
Oh yeah, dude. I was brutal. Texas football, bro.
Were you just not good? Because like,
No.
How'd you get your ass kicked that bad?
I played for 7 years. So over the time, like, because I was the center, so like my hands were on the ground always.
Okay, all right.
So I say all that to say, I've had bones broken, and I know what every single break is because they hurt still. Like, if it's a hairline, they still hurt. And so that's why I'm wondering what kind of break it was, because if it was, like, a hairline...
I never hear him complaining about no arm pain. But he's not a big complainer.
She's like, well, we're going to break it now. Fuck.
All right.
I mean, that is true. I don't complain.
But,
I don't go to the doctor or anything.
IJN Urobot says National Guard, Rockets, that doesn't really equate as much.
I'm thinking that number one, I'm locking number one in as my lie, because I want to say it wasn't the military. I want to say he was doing it for like NASA or something. It was like a space program that he got paid for to do rockets.
I'm going to go the same thing. I agree. I think he was pretty detailed, way too detailed on the cheerleader stuff. He knew the terminology too well. Could have dated a cheerleader.
How do you feel that the only comfort we have is that we know you were a cheerleader?
Does Webb have a sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Share pom-poms. Here's the thing. I've actually been to NASA, and so I know the program that they have for like the rocket building and all that. They make it a pretty big point to say like a lot of the stuff that we did was non-military. So like we could build rockets, whatever, but if you ever... It's never for the case of like, oh, you can go to an actual base and do that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So I'm torn between the first and the third one out of personal experiences, because I don't know if you've ever broken anything.
See, I'm torn between the first and the second one. Now I know that he has a sister, because I don't know Webb as well as I know the
I'm
other
sure
two.
David's...
Oh, I see where you're getting at, because he could have got the information
I'm sure David's
hand.
Broken something. I'm pretty sure. I don't remember if it was on a bike.
Broken
but
my trust.
I know he's. I know he's broken like a limb or something. So I'm fairly confident. I'm about 60%.
Here's the thing: you guys are doing one. Both of you doing. I'll do number three just out of posterity.
I'm gonna do two, so one of us has to be right.
There we
Wait,
go.
Wait, what?
That's, yeah, you're gonna do one. I'm gonna do two. You're gonna do three. One of us has to
locked
be
in?
Right.
Locked
yeah,
in.
We're locked.
Locking in.
All right. I did work for the National Guard.
You did?
Yeah. I was in 7th grade, 8th grade. I think it was 7th grade because it was when I was in homeschool. And it was a summer camp where kids would come and build like model rockets. and learn about rockets and learn how to build them and stuff like that.
So was it a summer camp that just happened to be on the National Guard base, or was it?
It was ran by the National Guard. Okay, it was at like an elementary school in Loomis, I think. And but yeah, no, my boss, he was a sergeant major, and yeah.
That was your first paying gig.
That was my first paying gig.
Wow. Awesome.
I did Powder Puff cheerleading in high school, so that's where the girls play football and the guys do cheerleading.
The guys do cheerleading.
And yeah, I was a tumbler, and I taught. I was one of the base because I was one of the like the stronger ones. So I remember we at practice we threw my friend Josh in the air, and like we were all kind of stepped back to kind of like admire how high we threw him because the actual cheerleaders.
Like, oh shit, we still gotta catch him.
No, getting to that. The actual cheerleaders couldn't do tosses, they couldn't do flips, they couldn't do anything like that because of legality reasons. But we weren't actually cheerleaders, so we do whatever the fuck we wanted. And so, we tossed my friend Josh in the air. We stepped back to admire how high we threw him and forgot to catch him, and he broke his finger. Yeah.
Wasted.
So, the lie was?
The lie was I have never broken an arm, a leg, or anything. The most I've broken are pretty much most of my toes in Taekwondo.
Well, and the thing for me was that he said blinding, and when you break something, it's never blinding, it's progressive. So when you break, you feel the swelling.
Everybody breaks things differently.
Yeah, but you haven't broken anything.
So that story was like 98% true. The only thing that wasn't true was breaking my arm. All I did was sprain my finger.
The whole thing was true. Okay.
And I came out of it with only a sprained finger, and I had no idea how that happened because it was gnarly.
Back in high school, I used to skateboard, and I had this one time where I literally like fell off my skateboard, and I literally... As I'm falling off, I like with my middle finger, I hit this concrete and I pushed myself back up. Like no joke, didn't fall, didn't hurt my.
You bent the matrix.
You dislocated
like,
or you,
no, nothing.
Or you
serious.
Just jammed it.
Like jammed it. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. I couldn't think. All I did literally was just a jam on my middle finger. Jeez. I was like, what the hell just happened?
I was finger today. So I was playing. I played baseball and we played a rival team and I was going from first to second. And I slid, and in baseball, you wear metal cleats.
Mm-hmm.
So I slid to second, and as I slid, the guy picked up his foot, caught the ball, and brought his metal cleat directly on my ring finger here.
Yeah.
That's why this nail has never actually grown back properly. So, like,
I thought your middle finger, that's your ring finger, but yeah.
That's what I said, ring finger.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why it's never grown back properly. In fact, you can still see the dip in the center of that right there.
I can.
Wow.
So, and he actually tried to shake off his foot to get my finger off of it.
Oh! Yeah. I told a double lie. I said I never broke anything except for my toes. I just remembered I cracked ribs playing soccer.
He's like, I cracked my back earlier. So,
I cracked a rib playing soccer.
Those hurt because you can't breathe for that.
Baseball. Yeah, yeah. I was young. I think I was probably like 10, 11. And... I don't know why I got in my idea to slide into first. That's just something you don't do.
Those are the ones that you tumble over after you try to slide.
So, yeah. And so I ended up hitting it with my left ankle, and I sprained my ankle. Sorry story. The worst thing about that is that was supposed to be my debut pitching game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I wasn't able. I was out the rest of the game. I wasn't able to pitch. Never got to pitch another, like in another game, never got another opportunity to do it. And my left foot is now like half a size smaller than my right foot.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah. She's got to buy two pairs of shoes, one for the left, one for
the
right.
Like, it's not like, I wouldn't say it's a full half size, but it's like close to a quarter. It's on the quarter to
so
a
do
half
you have,
size.
Do you have to do that? You have to buy two different sizes?
No.
Okay.
It's just there's
just
always.
One swells at the end of the day like crazy.
It's just my left foot always has a little bit more space in my shoes than my right foot.
Ah, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I never broke anything. Yeah,
so, I never broke it. So. It didn't break anything. I just sprained it, but I sprained it really badly.
Two concussions, and yeah, it's yeah.
I have had my head cut open.
Worst
twice.
Football player of all time,
no,
Eddie Villanueva.
No, so when you when
what was your nickname?
What was your nickname?
Glass.
I was the Yeti.
Mr. Glass.
No. It was
Target.
Not even. No, because like a lot of them happened like towards the tail end of my high school career and at the beginning of my college career. Because I played for locally here at the City College, and I've never seen, in Texas, you don't really have many Samoans. I moved out here. These Samoans are fucking huge. Mm-hmm. Like, we're talking like monsters, and I ended up going toe-to-toe with one of them one time, and I just remember I went squared up with him, and
the rest, he went black.
I went black. No, I literally, I went black. And I don't remember anything. I just remember waking up in the one of the manager's office on the bed. And I'm like, what the hell happened? Like, oh, so-and-so hit you. I'm like, what does that mean? He hit me. Like, with his car? Like, no, oh, he just ran God, right into you.
My goodness.
So, no, I mean, yeah. So.
Dang, I got... Oh, you guys don't have any.
I've got more.
I can make him another.
You guys want to go one more round?
Do we want to go one more round or we want to move on to other stories?
Oh, we got some gaming news we could talk about.
All right.
Oh, and some movie news as well.
Oh, and movie news.
Let's roll back at the end, maybe.
We'll roll back at
the end. We can do it in the after show.
After show.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. So, movie news. Let's talk about that for a minute. Movie news. Last Saturday, last web talk, we talked about the future of Marvel, the MCU, where we see it going. And since then, a theory has really kind of popped up.
A theory?
A theory.
Oh. I thought you said a fairy.
I thought you said a fairy, too.
Yeah. A fairy theory has really taken shape.
I'm like,
as to how we think Endgame is going to end.
Gilly.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but the theory is that now that they have Ant-Man, which they didn't have in the original fight with Thanos, he's going to shrink and crawl inside Thanos from behind.
From behind where? From behind where?
From his Achilles tendon.
From his Achilles tendon.
Yep, and then just expand and just go back to normal
and
size.
Screw up his Achilles tendon.
Once you have that knocked out, you can't do anything.
I mean,
if you tighten.
So this is
crawl up his ass and explode.
But this has
from
been
the inside.
We were talking about this before we went on the air. This has been like a running meme for the last three, four weeks.
Has it been longer than a couple weeks?
It's totally been. I think it's like lately with like. I think it became more like concrete once they showed the trailer with Ant-Man still alive and stuff like that. And obviously, once we saw at the end of Ant-Man and Wasp that he survived.
I mean, the joke started back with Ant-Man because at that point we had already established that Thanos was going to be the threat.
Back with Infinity War because when Ant-Man wasn't in Infinity War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So talking about like, oh, he could have totally killed, destroyed.
I think you're right.
When they were doing like those end videos and how it should have ended or whatever and stuff like that. Yeah. Like they were talking and joking. And then as time progressed and like, oh, Ant-Man was actually doing his own thing, blah, blah, blah. That's how that ended.
Yeah.
And then as of late, it's become more of a meme, more of a comedic take, even going as far as even the MCU taking a little joke and jab at it.
Yeah.
With Josh Brolin coming out on Instagram.
Sitting on a toilet.
Yep, preparing for Ant-Man.
And he's sitting there struggling on the toilet.
Yeah.
Don't do that at home, kids.
I don't know. This movie's going to be 3 hours and 2 minutes long. I'm waiting for this movie for 3 hours, it better not end with somebody crawling up someone's rear end just so
that's
we can.
That's not happening. Yeah, we know that's not happening.
I don't know though.
Kevin Feige's just like he's like, yep, that's it.
That's
10 years.
Like, y'all figured it out.
No, the Russo brothers actually released a statement and said, no, Ant-Man is not crawling up Thanos' ass.
I'm glad they did that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's good that they're addressing the rumors that count.
Yeah,
good job, Russo brothers.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Like the way the film's coming about, like we still literally don't know diddly squat about how the film's going to go about. There's three. This is the longest running MCU film, and we have no idea what's going to happen after the first 20 minutes.
And it's been done filming since the end of the first. They filmed them back to back.
Yeah.
So like it's kudos to Marvel and for them being able to keep everything under wraps and stuff like that. Like
despite some people's best try.
Yeah.
Tom Holland.
No joke. Like everybody in Atlanta is like
Tom Holland and Mark Ruffalo like
exactly,
just leaking
those two.
Everything.
Like Mark Ruffalo is going to do another Instagram live while they're screening Endgame. I don't know though, like this is going to cap what Kevin Feige has called the Infinity Saga.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of anxious, but I kind of don't want to see it at the same time because I want to know what's going to happen, but I also don't want this whole thing to end because then once it transitions to whatever they have next, we really have no clue where they're going to go after Endgame other than Spider-Man doing his Sony film.
Right. Well, we know that. I'm sure Captain Marvel is going to have a sequel. We know Black Panther has a sequel. We know Guardians of the Galaxy will eventually have a third.
Thank you for bringing James Gunn back. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Guardians is my favorite of all of this Infinity Saga.
That you kind of already knew. They would be shooting themselves in the foot if they had decided to put anybody else other than James Gunn back into the director's chair for Guardians of the Galaxy 3. We actually talked about it. We did an extra credit episode on the Filmlosophers called The State of the MC Union. and we talked about how we honestly think Disney had already planned on bringing them back. They just didn't. They had to give like that grace period time to be like, all right, we're going to give you a little space. We're just going to do this whole press thing. We're going to pretend like we're looking for somebody, quote unquote. And we're going to be like, oh, well, we forgive him and we're going to bring him back. But they had already intended to do that.
Yeah, because I think they put out, they said something about the fact that like he never like disparaged them or anything like that. He was super professional about the whole situation. He didn't like, he wasn't out there like advocating like I need to be put back on this.
It's not gonna be. He accepted it.
He accepted it. He's like, it is what it is. I'm gonna move forward. I'm gonna go do Suicide Squad, which I'm actually low key excited for now. Like because it's
Idris Elba is gonna be
It's gonna Deadshot. I don't know how I feel about the switch on Deadshot. I understand.
It's Idris Elba. I mean, I like Idris Elba.
I do too. So
I don't know. Like I think this was, if it wasn't what I had stated before in terms of the theory. If it wasn't that, it was honestly Disney's fear of completely losing James Gunn to the DC EU, whatever that's called, DC EU, and having him like totally revamp everything they're doing over there. Because Joss Whedon's over there now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows?
Yeah, we might get some good DC universes in this like phase, this third reboot of the DC films. Yeah.
You got Shazam coming down the pipeline.
I was gonna say, speaking of DC,
I'm excited for Shazam.
Yeah, same here. It's interesting to actually see a DC film that is not like Batman versus Superman. It's not taking itself too seriously. It's actually dark. Looking like it's going to have fun.
Right. You can see people.
You can see
color palettes are lighter this time.
Yes.
I saw a review from somebody at IGN, and she was saying, oh, wait, no, she's not IGN anymore.
Who was it?
What's her name? Something Charizard.
It reminds Charlonzard. Yeah, you're talking about Alana.
Alana, yes. Thank you. She was saying how she saw Shazam, and she said that there's faults and there's some kind of weird plot things that they did that don't make a lot of sense. But above all, it's just fun. It's just a fun movie, and she's willing to look over some of the mistakes because of how fun the movie is.
Yeah.
So I know our past in our they posted their review for it, and I read just kind of a couple of things. They said the villain is serviceable, which, you know, whatever. That most movies don't do villains right. Like, regardless, Killmonger is like by far the best villain that they've done for all the MCU, just for the whole like full-on character development.
Right.
You know, Thanos is great. Yeah, obviously Thanos is a bigger, badder villain. Yeah,
but 10 years of developing him.
Well, but, you know, and like, but like, he's like maybe just a smidge better than Killmonger just because like they've actually developed him as well. But yeah, so like, so they said that. They said the best parts are, you know, Shazam learning how to use his power. So like, and that, like, that's what they've shown in the trailers. They've shown a lot of that stuff in trailers. That's one thing I'm worried about is that I've seen all the parts.
You've seen the best parts.
I've seen all the best parts of him, like, trying to learn how to use his powers. Like, hey, I charged your phone. Like, you broke it, bud. Like, I'm afraid of seeing that. But yeah.
Sergeant Squiggles makes actually a good point. I agree with him up to a point. Good villains think they are right. Great villains actually are. I think it's good villains think they're right. Great villains convince you they are.
Yes.
Like, if great villain, they may actually be whatever, but if they convince you that you actually can jump on there, like, that's what Thanos did.
Thanos and Killmonger both were kind of like,
I was like,
you know, they got a good point.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, we are overpopulated.
If I was in this situation, I might.
You know what? Let's go talk to the mayor about a purge. I mean, come on. But I think that's one of the things, like you were mentioning with Killmonger. And then, like, with Thanos, and even to a certain extent with Loki, you know, you have three great villains who exceed what you expect for most villains in the MCU to just be, like, cannon fodder for the next villain. This is just another place for the next one. This is just another place. Yeah. They give personality. They give depth. They give a great story arc to somebody who is deeply, you know, ingrained in what they believe and are devoted to that. To the point to where they can convince you that they may actually be onto something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Killmonger is probably one of my most favorite villains because of the fact that it was driven not by, you know, him thinking about doing something evil overall, but it was him trying to find where he belonged altogether.
Yeah.
And you realize that as the film comes to a close. And it's a beautiful way to showcase somebody who no matter what, is not going to go back to what he was used to, even if it meant death.
Yeah. I think another one that has potential would be when they do the X-Men reboots, and they can get a good Magneto, tell his story. If they tell the story of like the mutants and the two different paths of.
I was actually, you know, it's sorry. I was just I've been reading a lot of stuff on like narratives and things like that, and like they were talking about like the you sparked my knowledge from Magneto, but like. They were talking about like when Magneto was first like introduced and they had the like the Dark Brotherhood of Evil or whatnot, and then when they updated it and they like kind of soft relaunched it, it was just the Dark Brotherhood, or it's just the Brotherhood.
Yeah,
it took out all this part, and so like it's no longer this like black and white. Oh, they're evil, they're good. It's just like, oh, this is just another group vying for, you know, to survive.
Their people are being treated terribly and are going to go extinct, so he wants to fight back because they're more powerful.
Yeah,
like, yeah, we're mutants. If we band together, we can fuck these dudes up.
Exactly. It's completely based on two groups of two different sects of the same group that want to just exist. Mm-hmm. One is just willing to do it by peace. The other one is willing to do it by force.
Yeah.
How many times have we seen that nowadays? You know, when it comes to protesting and whatnot, some people do it by peace. Somebody do it by force.
Yeah.
It's the same thing we deal with every day. So.
Oh, man. The one thing we just got to throw in there real quick, because this is a video game podcast. I know Emma's going to probably listen on her car ride back from WonderCon and be like, you fuckers didn't talk about video games once. Borderlands 3, everybody.
I'm so hyped. What are we getting it on? What are we getting it on, Corey?
PC.
PC?
All right. Hell yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Like... Cause I mean, we gotta start hunting some loot, man.
Yeah, we gotta get our squad ready to go. Cause this is a game you gotta hunker down, and it's most fun to experience like with a solid core.
Yeah, I'd say like I've been playing a lot of Division 2. I've been playing it solo mostly, just because I'm either too high for some of like, and you could play like mixed levels, but like I had John and them join in on one of my games, and I was like 20 levels below, and I was like, I'm not enjoying this.
Yeah.
I'm getting like one-shotted, and I'm not doing enough damage to make it worthwhile, so I'm trying to catch up. Borderlands 3, Ruru 2.
It's one of those games where Borderlands 3, it looks the same. I'm just hoping it's different. Like,
I just want it to be deeper. I just want it to be deeper and more, like, and just... more variety. I don't know, I guess. I just don't want it to be like the fetch quests and stuff like that. Like that Borderlands 1 and 2 fell into these like, you know.
Well, we should watch the full trailer in the after show again in case anybody hasn't seen it. But they were true to their brand. Mm-hmm. Like the billions of guns in this one. Guns with legs.
Oh, yeah.
And it cuts to a gun with legs just running around. Like, this game is fucking crazy with the amount of variety and guns that they throw into there. Well, and
they
then
have a cat silencer.
Jeez, we covered that on your last episode. They had a Brick sax solo. Brick was my favorite character from the first one. So this game is back, and it's going to be awesome. David, did you get a chance to see the trailer yet?
I have not. I just saw that teaser that we talked about on Wednesday.
We'll watch it after the show.
Yeah, we'll watch it after. But, all right, everybody. Yep, well, that is the closing song that you hear. That means the show's wrapping up. Real quick, I want to give a shout out to Curtis for hopefully you feel better. And Emma, who's at WonderCon, and she's avoided Endgame trailers like the plague.
Oh, my goodness.
You're not getting much out of them, so not good about. Yeah,
she's at a masquerade, and they played it the big screen over the loudspeakers.
She just like,
and all
her down.
She could do was like bury her eyes in her friend's shoulder, plug her ears, and like hum.
Oh my goodness!
And she's like, I still heard things.
I'm do a diddy diddy dum diddy do.
There you go.
Jada, shout out. Do you want to shout anything out? Where are you gonna? Find you, what are you gonna do next?
Yeah, you can find me at Jada Arena or at Jada _ Arena for Twitter. I stream on occasion lately. Nothing too serious lately. I'm kind of figuring out some other life stuff, but hopefully that'll get fixed in the next couple months.
Not another 36-hour
Oh, those are coming. I'm planning those. I'm planning. I love my marathon streams. I did that for Uncharted and Halo.
Eddie.
I am the host of the Film Philosophers. This is Eddie Villanueva. You can check us out all our episodes at filmphilosophers.com or on VGB Studios, the website, VGBstudios.com. You can also check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/filmphilosophers and twitter.com/philosophy101. Also, you can check out the movie I was talking about earlier at Feistrom Movie on all social platforms.
Feistrom or Feistrom?
Feistrom, Feistrom.
You want to say that one more time, a little bit slower?
FEYSTROM.
There it is.
Movie.
When's it slated to be released?
Oh, we're still in pre-production right now.
Okay.
So. Eddie's planning on somehow getting into the spotlight. I know Eddie. He's always working those fast angles.
Like I said, I did do some table reads today, so
I know. I want to see. We can hear more about your table reads because that would be amazing.
That would be great.
Corey, you're not streaming until The Bachelor comes back on.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm on hiatus.
The Bachelor comes on.
Yeah,
that's his show. That's what he streams. He streams reviews for The Bachelor.
I can't wait to watch.
I like to keep everybody up to date with...
Who's our next Bachelor?
She didn't get a rose.
Who's our next Bachelor?
This is why.
It's actually Bachelorette. I think The Bachelor just ended. So okay. Bachelorette's coming back.
Wow.
Good.
And I'm not sure her name. I don't know. My wife watches it. So when she doesn't have Bachelor to watch, I go on husband duties. And we, you know, are binge watching Games of Thrones and stuff. But then when The Bachelor comes back, streams come back, baby.
Nice.
There you go.
Awesome. All right, I don't have a schedule, so whenever I feel like it, just follow me on Twitter at RealDavidWeb, and I will be posting there when I go live. That's our show, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. For the Real David Webb, Jade Arena, Eddie Villanueva, and Corey. This is me again saying, see you next time. Nailed it that time.
That was a good ending.